This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Trump is on fire, back on the offensive, doing a great job today. National press conference, stock market exploding. Market up almost 2,000 points, another good day. 2 days in a row, I didn't know what to say, you know? You just don't know what to say. And it's an amazing time to be alive. Lots of bad things happening, but lots of good things. And I think more bad than good right now. But as the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. We certainly live in interesting times. And I think that radio, I just saw a thing that someone called me and said radio listenership is up 38% in the last 2 weeks. And everybody is going to be home for the next 2 months, and they're going to be listening to the radio. Maybe some of them for the first time in their lives, or first time in many years, or first time in a year. Because they're looking for information, and they're looking to share. They're going to be home alone, and they need somebody to tell them what's going on. So it's a great opportunity here to educate the American public with something other than the evening news and CNN and MSNBC. Before I get to the big news of the day, Trump declaring a national security emergency, I want to read you my commentary that's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. And newspapers all over the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I'm betting on America, are you? That's the title. I'm betting on America, are you? I'm the ultimate positive thinker. I'm also very cynical. You can be both. My favorite saying is, expect the best, prepare for the worst. So I'm going to give you both sides of the coronavirus story. I've given this a lot of thought. Let's start with the bad. This is the worst mess of our lifetimes. The economy's hanging by a thread. Stocks are savage. Small business is wrecked. Millions of Americans are about to lose their jobs. My beloved Vegas is, for the moment, down for the count. And I haven't even gotten to the health crisis yet. All of this happened because of a virus that has barely even arrived. Here's the problem. I have many great friends and guests on my national TV and radio shows who I trust, who are medical experts, half believe this is the pandemic to end all pandemics. They quote CDC models that report as many as 1.7 million Americans could die. So people are rightfully scared out of their minds, and American business is shutting down. But the other half of my medical friends and expert guests say this is a great exaggeration and overreaction. They predict less Americans will die in the flu season of 17-18 that killed 80,000, meaning 2017-2018, that killed 80,000. They don't believe we needed to close down American business and lock ourselves in our homes. The problem is we don't know who's right until it's over. That's the issue. So I've preached on my national TV and radio shows for President Trump, even though I'm skeptical of this whole thing, I'm cynical. I've preached for President Trump to attack this with everything he's got. Not just the looming healthcare crisis, but also the financial crisis. When all is said and done, we will need a 21st century version of the Marshall Plan to save America's economy. We'll need to rescue small business, their employees, those sick with coronavirus, tourism, airlines, Vegas, and all the rest with a $1 trillion rescue plan. No choice. Now I want to brighten your day just a bit, because I believe you're hearing only worst-case scenarios in the news media. Why? Because, of course, if it bleeds, it leads. First, if you're a Trump supporter, the left thinks Trump is finished. They think they finally got him. As usual. It's like the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. They never get him. Not so fast. The latest Rasmussen poll has him at 49% as of today. He's almost at 50%. It's almost the highest he's ever been. That's up several points in the last few days, smack dab in the middle of the stock market crash and the coronavirus crisis. And in Iowa, Trump is beating both Biden and Sanders by double digits. So I'm betting Trump will be just fine. Now to coronavirus. First, the CDC reports that this virus could kill up to 1.7 million Americans. Are you aware the same government agency projected Ebola could infect over 1 million people in Africa? It wound up affecting under 30,000. 1 million versus under over 1 million, the prediction versus the reality, under 30,000. So why are we letting government bureaucrats scare us to death? Could they be badly wrong? Yeah, they could be. Second, no one seems able to explain to me something. Italy is a country of 60 million with a terrible third world healthcare system. I mean, awful. I mean, I have friends who live there, and they tell me it is third world medieval. And they now have 1,000 dead. The pandemic is raging. Let's say in the end, 3,000 die. Now it hits America, a country of 330 million, with the finest healthcare system in the world and the finest doctors in the world. Why would America's results be dramatically worse than Italy? They lost 1,000 people. Maybe in the end it'll be 2,000, maybe it'll be 3,000. But we're going to lose 1.7 million, really? Does that make any sense to any of you? And even if the results are similar, let's say our results are exactly like Italy, and our population is 5 times bigger, so multiply, let's say the biggest number, 3,000 dead in Italy, and right now it's only 1,000, multiply 3,000 times 5, and that's 15,000 dead in the USA from coronavirus. That's far lower than the 80,000 Americans who just died from the flu a year ago. So why is America going to have 1.7 million dead? Explain that to me. Can anyone explain that CDC projection to me? So far, nobody can make any sense of it. They all say to me, I've looked at the models, and it's going to be 1.7 million dead. Really? So why are there 1,000 dead in Italy? A country where everybody's old, by the way. Everybody young who could make it out left Italy. Everybody's old in Italy. Decrepit in Italy. I saw an article about the doctor saying how sad it is. All these people are dying. And of course it's sad. It's terrible. You want your grandmother to die? Of course not. Your grandpa to die? Of course not. Nobody does. And I don't want your grandpa to die any more than mine. But it says it's all old people on their last legs who are dying. They're bringing in nothing but old people. Everyone's over the age of 80. And it's a country where everybody smokes, and they have a third world healthcare system. And only 1,000 have died. Why would America have 1.7 million? Could anyone explain this to me? Where are you getting those numbers from? The same numbers that said a million plus in Africa, and it was under 30,000. I think they love to exaggerate. I hope so. I hope so. You notice this article is very cautious, very careful, very cynical. I don't want to be known as the guy who said nobody would die and then thousands died, or said lots of people would die and then 1.7 million died. I'm very careful to say we have to make all these closings and we have to hide in our houses and we have to do whatever the nice government bureaucrats tell us to do because something bad is coming. But is it going to be as bad as they're predicting? I don't know. Lastly, some are reporting death rates much higher than the flu. The other day, I think it was Dr. Fauci said 10 times worse than the flu. Is it possible that millions already have coronavirus in China and in South Korea and in Italy and in Iran and here in the United States? There may be a million people have it in the United States. Heck, the governor of Ohio just said he has 100,000 people with coronavirus in Ohio right now. 100,000. Right now, as far as I know, there's 1,000 people in America with coronavirus. The governor of Ohio says he has 100,000 in just his state. Everybody's guessing. No one knows what number is right. They're making it up by flicking their finger and sticking it in the air. And so, is it possible a million people have it already in America? Maybe. And most of them have it mild, and they've chosen not to tell anyone, because if you tell someone you have coronavirus, A, there's a stigma attached to you. Oh, my God, no one wants you back at work. No one wants to date you. No one wants you in a restaurant. No one wants to ever see you again. If they hear Wayne Root has coronavirus, 3 months from now, they don't want to see you in their restaurant. So you'd have to be stupid if it's mild to ever tell anybody you've got it. You would just not tell anyone. You'd say, I have a sniffle, and I'll be there in a few days. And not only that, you'd be quarantined for 14 days. And your whole family would be quarantined for 14 days. So people are choosing not to tell anyone they've got it. And they recover just fine in their own house. You know what that means? The death rate only applies to those who are so deathly ill that they actually went to the hospital. Because they're dying. So it looks like the death rate is 10 times higher, when in reality it's not 100,000 people have it, it's a million. And only a small percent ever die. Perhaps the death rate is vastly overcounted. I'm betting on America. I'm hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. You should be too. That's my new commentary coming out. It's titled, I'm Betting on America, Are You? But it could have been titled, Hoping for the Best, Preparing for the Worst. That's how I live my life. I'm prepared for this no matter how bad it gets. Okay, in the last few days, my fiancé and I ordered a ton of toilet paper and a ton of water, and even though I don't think there's any need for water, and a ton of hand sanitizers and a ton of paper towels. and went out and bought a ton of food, but almost all of it was ordered online. And while I was online shopping, I bought a whole bunch of other stuff. A little brush for my dog and some underwear. You don't need to hear all this, do you? My point is, I was having fun ordering stuff online. You guys are taking all this way too seriously. I think my article has the perfect mix of cynicism and positivity. The world is ending. We're all going to die. Let's be prepared. Wayne Root says we're all going to die. And then Wayne Root says, wait a minute, maybe we're not all going to die. And maybe the answer is somewhere in the middle. I don't think we should have canceled all the sports leagues. I don't think we should be shutting down every major event in America. I think we should have told all the senior citizens and the sick people to stay home. And we should have shut down the airlines, even in America and from any international location, not just Europe, not just Asia, all international travel shut down, and really seal the border with Canada and Mexico. And then the rest of us, who aren't senior citizens and aren't sick, should have been told to go out and live life, and buy, and spend, and eat out, to save the American economy. That's what I would have done. But I understand why everyone did what they did. You know why? It's the crap runs downhill theory. If you're a politician and you overprepare and you bankrupt the country by spending trillions to save America from a virus that hasn't arrived yet, and it never arrives, they still call you a hero, and you go down in history as a good guy. But if you're the guy who says this is all hysteria and ridiculous and we shouldn't be spending this money, and everybody is hysterical for no reason, and then it hits and a million people die, you're a Hitler. You're the worst person that ever lived, and your legacy is ruined, and you are destroyed, and your kids change their last name, and your grandkids make believe they never knew you. So you have no choice. You're better off spending the trillions and playing father to the nation and telling everybody the worst case scenario and preparing for the worst case scenario, or you will lose your election, your legacy, and basically your good name forevermore. So Trump has to do whatever he has to make us feel secure. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Dina Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I have my own expert medical doctors. I spoke to my doctor from Synagenics, who manages my life for the first time just a few minutes ago. I just texted him and said, what would you do if you were me to avoid coronavirus? And he said, basically all the things I'm already doing. Mega doses of vitamin C and mega doses of probiotics and mega doses of fish oil. I take cod liver oil. And then I spoke to a great friend of mine who was a colonel, retired in the United States Army, but he was an Air Force guy. I mean, he was in the Army, but he was a flight guy. He flew helicopters. Great guy. Great guy. And he has studied this and studied this, and he says, basically, sun destroys coronavirus. When they say the heat destroys virus, it's not the heat. It's the sun, and it's not really the sun. It's the vitamin D3 that's produced by the sun. And he agreed with me on text during this ad break that all the Italians and all the Iranians and all the Chinese are smokers. That's why their lungs are so badly, basically deformed, just destroyed before the virus even gets to them. And that's why there was such a high death rate. And then he says from all his studies, lots of vitamin D3, and that comes from fish liver, fish oil, by the way, and the cod liver oil I take. And then lots of silver, lots of garlic, lots of lemon lime. I do that too, lemon in all my drinks now. That's what kills viruses. You didn't mention vitamin C, and so my buddy Joe, you're wrong about that one thing. You didn't mention vitamin C, and I've seen in both South Korea where they've beaten this thing, and in China where they're beating this thing, finally, literally, they're saying mega doses of intravenous vitamin C kills this thing in 2 days. So vitamin C and lots of garlic, kyolic garlic I take, and I pour garlic in all my food, and lots of probiotics, meaning Acidophilus, Bifidus, all the friendly bacteria. And, of course, lots of silver for my sponsor of this show, my doctor suggests. Lots of lysine. I take megadoses of lysine. And that's it. That's my whole, that's the centerpiece of what I do. Vitamin C in the form of ester C, probiotics, chiolic garlic, lysine, silver from my doctor suggests, alkaline structured silver, and fish oil, which in my case is a combination of regular fish oil and cod liver oil. I take all of that. And by the way, I added the cod liver oil a few days ago. And I think it was one of my, I think it was someone in my audience who said that to me, you know, take cod liver oil. And I started taking it. I bought it at the vitamin store, and I feel the best of my life. I've never felt this good in my entire life, and I'm 58 years old. And I know it's correlated with a few days ago when I started taking cod liver oil. I never took that in my whole life. Somebody out there, if you're listening, told me to take cod liver oil, and I did. And I feel the best of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I know how important fish oil is, but I've been taking fish oil, but not until I took cod liver oil did I feel this good. It must be a specific kind. I went back in my records, and what reminded me to do it is I actually looked through my files, and I found a holistic doctor I went to 20 years ago, and I was just about to throw out the file, and then I said, let me look at what he was recommending 20 years ago, and by studying my blood type and my body type, he said, there's nothing more important for me than cod liver oil, and you know, I never did it, ever. And so then I remembered that someone, one of my listeners or viewers on Newsmax, sent an email to me and said, you got to take cod liver oil, and I started taking it about a week ago, maybe 5 days ago. And I felt instantly better, and I feel the best of my life as of yesterday and today. Just because of cod liver oil. My energy is through the roof, and I just feel alert. So between silver and garlic and vitamin C and cod liver oil, man, I feel great. By the way, CNN, CNN's Andrew Gillum, the guy who ran for governor of Florida and lost by literally just a few thousand votes and like a half a percent to the great DeSantis. I love DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Thank God we have a Republican governor, Ron DeSantis. But Andrew Gillum was supposed to beat him. He was ahead in the polls, and then DeSantis beat him. And Gillum was found inebriated in a Miami Beach hotel room, and the cops have recovered meth. And certain articles say that he was involved in a suspected crystal meth incident. And other articles say that he was in the hotel room with a male prostitute. I don't know if any of that's true. I always say that after I say almost anything now, just you can't get sued. I don't know if it's true. I have no idea. But they actually have a picture of the guy, and they know who he is. And they say he's some sort of male prostitute. I don't know. Here it is. I'm just reading you what it says. From his own Instagram page. He's a 30-year-old Florida man found in a hotel room with Democrat politician Andrew Gillum with crystal meth and some sort of a male escort. Wow.
We got it together.
Oh, man. That's all I'm going to say. And Gillum's married and has three children. Oh, man. He's a winner. Democrat example of governor credentials. Drunk, crystal meth, male gay prostitute, hotel room. That's the perfect Democrat candidate, man. That's it.
I can easily see.
In a time of coronavirus, that's what you want. It spells credibility. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, I love these Democrats, man. You just couldn't make this stuff up.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is declaring a national emergency in his latest bid to combat the escalating coronavirus crisis. Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hovind tells Fox News this was a good move by the president.
It's not only an all-of-government approach, we've also got the ingenuity of American enterprise. We've got the American people working hard at the social distancing. We've got American companies jumping on the task, American ingenuity, all-of-government approach at the federal and the state level. So, yeah, very impressive.
Also in that press conference, President Trump says he will be tested for the coronavirus, and stocks are posting their biggest rally since 2008 after President Trump declared a national emergency, the Dow ending on a positive day, closing up 1,985 points to finish at 23,185. The S&P rose 230. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You ready? We're ready. We're ready. We are. We have a good time in these breaks. You know, you know what I could do? I think, Chris, we could become millionaires. How about you and I go in on the deal together?
What do you think?
We're gonna sell the little bar talk that we have in between the breaks.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sell it to all my fans because they want to know what we talk about in the break, right? And we have a good time.
They really don't want to hear that.
It would have to be a podcast where you're allowed to curse and say anything you want.
We could do that.
Tell dirty jokes. They would love this.
We could do that.
All right. We'll think about it. Thank you, Chris. Get the hell out of here. So,
hey.
Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and being that we're talking about coronavirus, and nobody makes any claims about coronavirus, but I will make a claim that Real Water makes me feel fantastic, and it's got great taste, and it's got real science behind it. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons, and because of all those extra electrons, it's beyond alkalinity, which is all the rage now. And what do you do with alkalinity? Well, you defeat virus by being alkaline instead of acid. And you see those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon. You're going to be home with nothing to do for 2 months now. So go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. And add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR. That's what you put in, 10 WAR. The number 10, and then no space. No space at all, just WAR. W-A-R, all caps. That's the number 10, no space, WAR, all caps. You receive a 10% discount. The Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all the beneficial properties delivered right to your door in the middle of a coronavirus crisis. You need bottled water, and you need alkalinity. Ah, start thinking about that. And you go, why did you buy water yesterday? Remember I said I was online in the last segment? I was online buying a bunch of water, and I got a bunch of Real Water. Real Water. Cases of it. So I'm set no matter what. So I got my toilet paper. I got my Real Water. I got my paper towels. I got my hand sanitizer. Man, things are going good at the Root household. And I didn't wait in any 5-hour lines, but I'll tell you what, if I had to buy one stock in this world and hold it for the next 20 years, I think I'd be a millionaire 10 times over. Costco. I don't care. I know the market went up 2,000 points. Even if it went down 2,000 points, I'd buy Costco. And it went down another 2,000, I'd buy more Costco. And then more Costco and more Costco. That is the greatest thing ever. And all the stuff I bought online was Amazon. But Costco, the lines of people all over the nation waiting in line. How could you all be that silly? All you have to do is go online to Costco.com or Walmart.com or Amazon.com or Amazon Prime. And you don't wait in a single line and it all gets delivered to you. You don't need to wait online at Costco ever, except for like things like boiled eggs. I get hard-boiled eggs at Costco. You can't get those, I guess, online, but so you go in for that, but that's about it. All right, back to our guest, Megan Barth, her website, ReaganBabe.com, and we welcome the Reagan Babe to our show. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Wayne. Please don't tell me you're one of those preppers that are cleaning out the aisles from toilet paper and paper towels. Please, please.
You think you shouldn't? You got to be kidding me. Listen, I didn't do any of it until 3 days ago, and then I realized there was none left in the entire United States, and so we've been searching online to find it.
Which begets more panic, which begets more panic.
I'll tell you panic. I'll tell you panic.
It's not going to protect you from the virus, people. Okay.
Megan, I'll tell you panic when you have to go to the bathroom and you don't have toilet paper. That's panic. You got to have toilet paper in case 3 months from now there is none. You got to have it.
We're going to be fine.
I know we're going to be fine, but we're going to be fine living in our houses for 3 months and not able to go outside. That's what's happening. Now, do I believe that's what should have been? No. No, I think you're missing. I'm the guy who said, let's not do that.
Stay in your house for 3 months. There is not a quarantine for 3 months. You know, I kind of have to quell this panic just for a minute. I spent 23 years in the pharmaceutical industry, specifically vaccines, pharmaceutical production, and virology, okay? So I know a little bit more probably than the average Joe. Is this flu a little different than the other flu? Yeah, a little bit. Is this flu attacking the elderly like other flus? Yes.
Absolutely.
Is this flu a pandemic? I don't believe who. I never follow WHO. They're basically a Marxist organization full of Marxists from the EU. Does the EU have a problem? Absolutely. Are we going to have a problem like the EU? Unlikely. Why? Because our president put in travel restrictions immediately, while the Democrats were screaming that that was xenophobic. So
the only difference in your view and mine, Megan.
Should we wash our hands?
You and I are on the same page, Megan. You're missing my point. I'm the one who's been saying for 3 weeks, stop panicking, stop hysteria, stop it. I want to slap all of you. But having said that, there is a panic. There is hysteria, and everything is shut down. And in the history of the United States, it's never been Major League Baseball, basketball, NBA, college basketball, hockey, everything shut down. The Masters gone. Everything's gone. And there won't be stores open in a week. I promise you, all restaurants will be closed within 2 weeks. It's going to shut down. America, now, is it shutting down for a reason? No, because I think this is a ridiculous, hysterical overreaction, and it's going to be like the flu, and we're all going to realize in 2 months, Megan, that we all made a tragic mistake listening to the hysterical people. But you are going to be kind of trapped in your house for 2 months. I hope you have a lot of toilet paper, because there's nowhere to go once they all decide that employees shouldn't come in and restaurants can't open because they're only going to have 3 customers. What's the point? Casinos are going to close. The whole Vegas will be shut down. There's nobody coming here anymore. So do I agree with it? No. Is it an overreaction? Yes. Is it hysteria? Yes. Is it ridiculous? Yes. Is it caused by liberals in the media? Yes. Are they trying to hurt Trump? Yes. Having said all of that, they destroyed the entire American economy, and the only way it's going to be saved now is if Trump does a bailout of basically the entire American business, every small businessman, every big company. They succeeded. They ruined Vegas, Disneyland, all the sports leagues, the American business world. Ruined, Megan. There's no exaggeration there. Ruined for nothing. You and I agree. But nonetheless, it happened, and there is hysteria, and I'm promising you, restaurants won't be open, because all the ones I go to in Vegas are already getting to the point where there's only 2 people eating there. So there's no point.
Yeah, the panic is the virus, and I think that
people
can actually fight back against the panic by carrying on like you normally do with your everyday lives, and perhaps just wash your hands more and avoid massive crowds. This is, like I said, the panic is the virus. We feed into the panic the more that we follow the left's hysteria and then react. We all aren't sheep. We can still go out. We don't need to wear face masks. That doesn't help. Just wash your hands.
Well, and take megadose of vitamin C, and take silver, and take probiotics. You've got to take things that will give you an immune edge. And I take megadose of vitamin C every day, whether it is a flu or not. And I take megadose of probiotics, whether it's flu or not. And I drink silver by the barrel from my sponsor, my doctor suggests, whether it is flu or not. But now even more so. I do it 3 times a day. Now I do it 6 times a day. And I've been around people sneezing and coughing for the last 2 weeks. And guess what? I didn't get a thing. So I just think it's incredible overreaction. You and I are on the same side on that. Where we're not on the same side is you think everyone's going to be able to go out. I say go out and live your life just like you, except you're not going to be able to in a week. I predict everything is going to shut down. It's a slow motion shutdown. There's going to be nowhere to go.
And we will see if your prediction is right.
Well, sad. I don't want it to be right. It's sad. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. There's no reason. I had tickets for 2 hockey games tonight in the next 2 weeks. There's no reason why I couldn't have gone to a hockey game. I'm not going to get sick. I'm not afraid to go. Why can't you leave it open for those who aren't afraid? I want to go. And I did 2 business meetings yesterday with Andrew Paul, my wonderful trusty vice president of sales. Andrew and I were together at 2 business meetings yesterday. And guess what? We actually shook hands. Can you believe that? We shook hands with people. And we laughed. All of us laughed when we did it. I then went to the bathroom and washed my hands afterwards. I shook hands with everybody at the meeting. You know, wasn't anything against them. I just think it's a good idea to always shake your wash your hands after you've touched anything. Or shaking hands with anybody. So, I mean, look, I'm going on with my life as usual. I really haven't changed a thing other than I'm taking more vitamins than usual. But I don't think there's going to be anywhere to go. All the restaurants are really, people are scared. There's a look in their face of shock. You know, I went to 2 restaurants in the last week. I don't know where you've been, Megan, if you've been out in Vegas. There was nobody there. Ghost town. The waiters had said, Wayne, what do we do? There's no money. There's no tips. There's no nothing for a week now. And that's now. It's only going to get worse next week. So I think they're all going to shut down. Every restaurant's going to say, we'll take 2 months off, and maybe they give everyone a bonus and say, here's a bonus to try and live, and go take unemployment, and you're done. I'm sorry. We can't keep it open because it costs too much to keep it open. That's my guess is what's going to happen in the next week. A lot of restaurants will just shut down. I don't know if you know, but...
On Wednesday, I spoke to a group of about 200 people, and, of course, you have to shake hands or at least, you know, try to shake hands. Some people shook hands. Some people gave a hug. Some people gave me the elbow bump or a fist bump. But right now I find myself asking, would you like to shake my hand or would you like to do a fist bump? You know, it's just kind of how it goes.
Listen, I'm with you. Last week I had two events I spoke at.
And as long as we're done with this mass hysteria before the summer, we should be just fine going into November.
But do you not hear the mass hysteria that I hear? Again, I'm gonna take your side. I agree with you. But the mass hysteria I hear from smart people. I just wrote a comment here, and I said, half my friends who are medical geniuses at places from Harvard to Duke, I call them and they say, we're all dead. There's going to be 1.7 million dead. It's going to be the most incredible thing you've ever seen. It's all happening within a week. We're going to be Italy within 1 week. And half of them say this is nothing, and it's an total over-exaggeration and an overreaction. But, Megan, it's half and half. So how do you know which half to believe? You've got to prepare for the worst one just in case the worst one is right. I mean, you just have to.
Like I said, I don't disagree. The fact that the stock jumped back 2,000 points, largest gain in American history today, on the heels of Trump speaking, show that he can add some stability through his strength to the market. And now it's kind of up to the American people to be resilient, be resolute, be smart, and practice common sense, and go on with their lives.
And don't hang out in a hotel room with crystal meth and a male hooker, because that's what we'll discuss when we're up next with Andrew Gillum, the former governor candidate in Florida, found in a Florida hotel room with a male hooker and crystal meth, and he was drunk on top of that. And so we'll be back in a second. I'll say it differently. Allegedly, he was found in a hotel room, allegedly with a male prostitute, allegedly with crystal meth, but that's what they're reporting, so we shall see soon. We'll be right back. More with Megan Burke, our website, Reagan. Dave.com. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my doctor suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Tired?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and speaking of your health, Strauss Heart Drop, sponsor of this segment of the show. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? Did you know in 1973 a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? I know everybody with an earshot listening right now is going to a mirror and they're looking and going, do I have a crease in my ear? I know I did, and I found two giant creases in my right and left ear. Strauss Heart Drops is sold more than 1 million bottles in Canada. They're brand new to America. They're a first time ever selling here on my show. And over the past 40 years, they've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfactions. You can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops. Get the cinnamon flavor because the other one is tough to swallow. The cinnamon one tastes a lot better. Megan Barth is back with us. ReaganBabe.com. Let's talk a little bit about Andrew Gillum. Tell us what happened.
So I guess this week, Andrew Gillum was named in a police report that involved baggies of crystal meth and two other men in a Miami Beach hotel room. And I guess that happened last night. The men were arrested. Some were medically treated. Andrew Gillum was found in an inebriated state, unsure if that was alcohol or perhaps methamphetamine. It was a suspected orgy, and he was found to be under the influence of an unknown substance. Now, keep in mind that Gillum was about 1% or so away from being the governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was labeled by the leftists as the next Obama.
Perfect.
He was but you know, if it was coke, then I could understand. And if he was part of the Choom gang, then yes, absolutely. But I guess meth is his preferred drug.
I didn't mean it was perfect because of drugs. I meant the perfect part of being the next Obama is being in a hotel room with a male hooker and... I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just joking around, folks. Allegedly, maybe, might be. You know what they call him, Andrew Gillum, from now on? The Love Gov. He's the Love Gov. And I got to tell you what's interesting is, remember, it's the age of the pandemic. We're in the middle of coronavirus. This guy's having an orgy in a hotel room with meth and hookers. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He doesn't seem to be too worried about the virus.
Well, so you're right and I'm wrong, Megan. Forget about it. People aren't worried at all. They're having orgies in hotel rooms with gay hookers. That's interesting. And they wanted to be your governor, too. Interesting. That is politics at its finest.
Isn't it?
Well, it happens to Republicans too, just not with gay positives in the hotel room, but it happens to Republicans too, no question about it. I think the problem is, to get into politics, you have to have very, very high levels of testosterone, and you have to have an ego that's like bigger than the state of Texas. And that's almost every politician. They have big egos and a lot of testosterone, and your you know what is bigger than my you know what. That's politics. And so you don't get boring people in politics. You get people that think they're very special and the rules don't apply to them. And so there you have Andrew Gillum. Very interesting. Let's talk about Boris Johnson. I know they suspended some elections. What did Boris Johnson do in the UK?
A year. So Boris Johnson suspends UK local elections for a year.
Wow.
So Londoners are going to be stuck with Sadiq Khan for another year. And so from now until May 21st, that's when the next election will take place for city elections. But also Louisiana is going to postpone the state's presidential primary set for April 4th until June 20th. And we might see this too here, where, of course, we're not going to postpone the primary elections for a year, but we might have some of these states like Louisiana postpone them. I just saw a headline on the news that said Arizona, specifically in Maricopa County, is going to eliminate the need for people to come to the polls, and they're just sending out all the ballots through mail.
Well, it's perfect for Democrats, because you can just cheat like crazy through the mail. So, I mean, that's the perfect way for Democrats to conduct it.
Exactly.
And you know that Clyburn, the congressman who saved Biden's campaign from South Carolina, you know he's been trying to just eliminate all the rest of the primaries. They'll use this as an excuse. Why would you have a June one? Let's just cancel it. Biden's ahead, and that means he never has to speak again. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, it'd be perfect for them, but here's the thing. This virus is going to peak here at some point, and it's not going to take months. We have clusters of the virus, for example, in Washington State. They have a higher number of people than in other states. Florida, due to the elderly population, is seeing some problems. This is not going to last until June. We will have the peak much earlier before that, and then lives will get back to normal, and people can start to tap water. We all don't live in Flint, Michigan. Obviously, people have never taken survival classes, but they're going to have plenty of toilet paper for the next 4 years.
I've got enough for a decade at least, so I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be just fine. We're going to have when this is all over, we're going to have a toilet paper party at my house. Megan Barth, Rick, a party, I said, a toilet paper party. That's right. Now we're going to burn the toilet paper. We don't need it anymore. We're going to celebrate by burning toilet paper. ReaganBabe.com is the website. Megan Barth, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Thanks for telling us about the Love Gov. Wayne Allen Root, the Love Host. We'll be right back on all these USA radio stations.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.